We love the Fleurieu Peninsula. It is just one of the most beautiful places in the world. So why not have a festival that celebrates all things Fleurieu? It is called Festival Fleurieu. It starts this Saturday, actually, and its producer, Judith Adams, joins us this morning. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Damien. Damon. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. And another Adams on the show. I don't know if I can handle too much of this.
I know. I know. It really is, isn't it? We're scary. We're coming to get you.
Now, you are the producer of Festival Fleurieu. It's launching on Saturday with Carnival Fleurieu, which is happening on the Greens in Normanville. What can people expect if they want to head on down and check out the free event?
Well, extraordinary things. First of all, thank us for putting on some amazing weather. It's going to be beautiful down there.
Absolutely.
But that's the first thing. But look, it's going to be a whole day event, kicking off at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's music, there's food, there's the Normanville markets are going to be happening.
Nice.
We've got some fantastic live music. We've got the Borderers, who are this wonderful Celtic folk rock band. We also have African Soul, who are these two wonderful musicians who are sharing their Ghana culture through drumming. That's turning into a bit of a drumming workshop. There are art events happening, so for young and old. So we've got face painting. We have what's going to be called a cardboard cubby. This is organic thing that young and old people can kind of grow onto the greens. We also have a art exhibition. Well, it's going to be a piece of work that people can get involved in. It's called Flowering the Fleurieu. People can actually help build that, and that's going to be shown throughout the festival as well. And just food, that place, you know, food, wine, just enjoying the sunshine. It's just going to be a fabulous day. And it's kicking off, as you said, the carnival is kicking off the festival that goes for 2 weeks, and that's going to be just this great start to show what's really out there, what people can do during the whole 2 weeks. But just even if you can't stay, come for the day, because there's going to be so much happening.
Well, that's right. So a 2 week event, so it's the perfect time of year for this. You've got people coming down to the South Coast for Easter, and then you've got the first week of the school holidays. What is particularly interesting about this festival, which, you know, spreads right through Yank and Normanville and Maiponga and Inman Valley and Cape Jarvis, is that it's all about enhancing the lives of locals. It's about giving back to the community.
Well, exactly. And it's a really quite unique festival, because it's actually driven by community as well. The wonderful thing about being down in the Summer Fleurieu area is the community is so passionate and so engaging. Mm. And so a lot of this is being put on by the community, by volunteers. Only a very small amount of people actually are being paid for this. It's absolutely through their own passion. And so it's getting out there, enjoying what the environment brings in as well. So there's lots of things around environment, but also just sharing their passion. So may it be through painting, sculpture, music, all those things, so people can kind of come out, enjoy. But it's also a great opportunity for people who don't live in the area to come down and experience the western part of the Fleurieu. As you said, it's a stunning place. It is so beautiful. However, the people in here are quite extraordinary as well, and they just enjoy life and you know, and have fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, it's a pretty tough time. We've gone through some crazy times. We are continuing to go through some crazy times.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a really great opportunity to kind of re-engage with the community down here and just celebrate life and being so lucky to be living in such a beautiful place as the Southern Fleurieu, Western Fleurieu area.
I'd imagine there'll be a lot of people heading on down to the Fleurieu over the Easter long weekend. So if you're listening right now and you've got plans, maybe you're camping or whatever it is, definitely check out Festival Fleurieu. Sounds like there's just so much happening, Judith. My golly, you're going to be a busy woman.
Well, there's over 60 events, and we've made sure there's something for everyone, because, of course, our last week of the festival is the first week of school holidays, as you said. So we've got workshops happening all that week as well. So if you've got little ones, and I'm talking about really little ones from 18 to 5 year olds, there are music workshops. If your younger ones are into tie dyeing, portraiture, all that type of thing, there's all those type of things. And like, of course, the joyful smiling Samoyed, which many of your listeners might know.
Yeah.
They're doing scavenger hunts, so you can have a lunch and scavenger hunt. So lots of things are focusing. We've got the last event that's actually happening is our beach event, which is going down the beach, which is a fancy dress event, so people can dress up in their favourite Australian icon. We've also got sand sculpture. We've got Cuban-style music. Then we're going to do a float. So at the end, as the last hurrah of the festival, we're all basically going to run in the water, float, and have this great photo as a way of celebration. It's two wonderful weeks.
Well, to check out the entire program, festivalflurio.com.au, you can get a complete view of everything that's going on. It kicks off with Carnival Flurio this Saturday from 10 till 4 at the festival at Normanville Green. It's free. Producer Judith Adams, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been fabulous.